DW.
من یک زنم که عشق را در جانش زنده به گور نکرد. کبیری که فریاد زد بر من ببار، من دلم گرفته است.
She's a gallerist, I'm an actress. We are best friends, so we took this beautiful coincidence and said we are both in love with poetry. We want to show this side, especially of female poetry from the Middle East, not just the Middle East, but like from Iran or Afghanistan, Pakistan till Morocco, this side which has no space this time in the German society.
And we want to promote Persian and Arabic culture here in Berlin. I mean, we all know Berlin is a hub for many nationalities, but it's very Western-oriented still, in that sense of there are not many events happening for Persian poetry or Persian music or Persian cinema, and we want to change that.
Gallerist and art dealer Anahita Sadiri and actress Susanna Abdelmajid started their Poetry Night events in Berlin in 2016. Both women grew up here. Sadiri was born in Tehran and Abdelmajid has an Iraqi background. Nowruz, Persian New Year, is an opportunity for them to share their passion for the written word. The festival stems from Zoroastrianism, the ancient religion of Iran before Muslim Arabs conquered Persia in the 7th century. Nowruz remained embedded in the Persian culture, and this evening the two women put their own twist on it.
Poetry and literature is at heart of Persian culture, and especially around Nowruz, Iranians come together and read poetry, and this is really a very shared value of our culture. It's a very lively moment, celebrating life, and I think this is something that is still celebrated worldwide, in a very traditional way by Persians, and we try to share that here in Berlin. You know, in 2019, we still celebrate these ancient pre-Islamic Zoroastrian festivities in a very modern way as well. Because I mean, we're all women doing that.
Let me be angry. Don't try to make me quiet. Stay chic with other stories.
We want to show that Eastern or Middle Eastern literature is not only dominated by man, but that women play a very important role, and that they're self-evident, witty, intelligent, and this is what Poetry Nights
cheeky
is about.
Cheeky as well.
So are we.
Their feminist approach to literature and performance is key to the event. They recite works by classical Persian poets like Rumi and Hafez, as well as iconic female writer Farrukh Farrokhzad, who both women describe as a major inspiration. Musician Yaldi Yazdani accompanies the recital, held in Persian, German and English in Sadiri's Asian Antiques Gallery. We're surrounded by the deep reds and browns of Persian carpets and dark wooden antique furniture. It feels a world away from the usual scruffiness of Berlin, and an instant feast for the senses.
It's also very interesting to see, like for me, to see the audience entering. Some of them have also like kind of the same cultural background as us, others not at all, and they're entering this beautiful room, this beautiful space, and touching things, looking, taking pictures, and then they take seat and their body gets in contact with those textiles, and you see how their physicality is changing somehow. It's very funny. Like,
it's interesting because, I mean, maybe I can make that comment, but there are a lot of white people coming to our events and they love the experience, you know, sitting on antique carpets and being surrounded by Persian food and sweets and hearing Persian. It's like music in their ears. And yeah, I think it's beautiful to see that they're so interested in our culture as well, and to celebrate that in the most possible beautiful way, in a very peaceful way. And that's very important. We want to contribute to this cultural dialogue in Berlin, because I think this is a time where we need that very much. There is a right-wing movement growing, and you always see very negative pictures of Middle Eastern countries portrayed in the news. And we want to challenge that notion and present a different perspective and also show what our culture is about and not what, you know, people try to make it appear like.
Heaven has no other prayer niche but love. Because, you know it all, without love, the world is worthless.
The audience, more than 100 people, seem captivated by the performance.
For me, it's definitely something new. New influence or new idea.
We're from Pakistan and it's like we miss our culture, basically. So it's like a good thing to come and like refresh your roots, kind of thing. So
the media is quite biased, I would say, in the Western countries. So this gives a different perspective about the culture, like the beautiful side, yeah.
I'm Iranian, I live in Berlin, and honestly there aren't that many cultural events with Iranian teams and backgrounds, and I saw this on Facebook and I was like, this sounds, looks wonderful, and so far I'm loving it, it's wonderful, yes.
Is it important for you as an Iranian to see something like this happening in Berlin?
That's actually a very good question. I think the answer to that is that I didn't know how important it was until I came here. And when I came, I listened to the poetry and I heard the music, I realized how important it was to keep in touch with my roots, and it made me feel so good.
Tonight's recital has delivered the audience into the new year, the start of spring, with a fresh sense of the power of culture, of sharing it, and of the magic of Persian poetry.
It's really about love.
Yeah, it's really about love.
You can repeat it one till
infinity.
And
it's not about, you know, one aspect of love, but you can read anything you want in these dialogues, whether it's the love between a man and a woman, or, you know, a woman and a woman, a man and a man, or yourself and God. It's you can interpret everything in these lyrics, and I think this is why it's so universal. There's a huge universal beauty and in Persian poetry. DW.